The City Council Tuesday night heard a presentation from Comptroller Sherry Ray about changes in the new budget. That includes a 3.84% increase in salaries due to the city having one more pay period than normal. That means a $590,000 increase against the general fund. That extra pay period also means the city will make an additional $163,000 in employee retirement payments to the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. In addition to that nearly $800,000, Mayor Kyle Moore says another budgeting change will make next year's general fund look even bigger, even though it really won't be.
We also have reclassified how we do central services. So central services, which is your public works department, used to be in its own separate fund. We would divert money from general fund revenue to subsidize that in previous years. This year, we're going to move it into the general fund, which means that those general fund expenses are going to be increased again by $2 million. So when that budget is released, it's going to look like we've are spending a lot more than what we did previously, but in reality, we're reclassifying certain departments and making it more transparent.
Last year, the city spent $3 million to subsidize central services. There will also be separate funds in the general fund for garbage and recycling. Moore says that will help the city easier track revenues and costs for both services now and in the future.
We wanted to make sure is as we're talking garbage and recycle in the future that people get a good idea, not just in the year that we're talking about it, but in every single budget year, how much we are either making money or subsidizing that garbage and recycle service.
Last year, the city spent $354,000 to subsidize the services. Two more presentations are planned in March over staffing levels and infrastructure, and the budget should be released by the end of March. The next fiscal year starts May 1st. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.